It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. In recent years, social justice advocates have been calling for museums to use our current political and cultural moment to reevaluate their roles in their communities. And now, in that spirit, the Newark Museum of Art in New Jersey is hosting several Zoom programs this week as a series called The Moral Pandemic, a Racial and Gender Equity Summit. Museum CEO, Director Linda Harrison joins us now to discuss this. Good morning, Linda. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me here.
The series description notes that, quote, the responsibility of museums are changing. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean that this has been happening for a while now, is that our visitors, our audience, our members, the public, they are looking for their museums to be relevant. And that relevance means the issues of the day, that we're going to talk about them, or we're going to involve that thinking in our programming and our exhibitions. So it really comes down to being an engaged cultural organization that our public wants to be involved in.
Looking over the program list, these panels are focused on things like public health, the intersection of white supremacy and white privilege, and environmental racism. Why is an art museum the right venue for these kinds of conversations?
I love that question, Michael, because traditionally art museums are considered a safe place. And there was at one point where the safe place meant you came and you looked at pretty objects on the wall or sculptures, and we had our wine and cheese and we called it a day. Well, the museum of the 21st century is one that happens. We all enjoy a good glass of wine and cheese and bites and bits, but we hope we'll leave out those doors with enlightenment and something where there was a sense of community created. And in that sense of community, you may have a different point of view. And our surveys tell us if we do not be even more relevant to our audiences, they will not be in the museum. They will pass us by.
Linda, to look forward, if the traditional role of the museum has to change, as you describe it, then what do you envision for the future of the Newark Museum of Art's role in the community? How does a series like this one push that forward?
Well, Michael, we started actually pre the COVID-19 pandemic and what I like to call the moral pandemic that really came to light as a result of George Floyd's murder. And at the museum, our mission has always been to be of the community, as opposed to just in the community. We're a 112-year-old organization. Newark is majority Black and Brown residents, and we want to really have the community around us feel that this museum is their museum. And it is the museum of the region as well. But we really have a very robust African diaspora community, the Portuguese diaspora, the Latinx diaspora, and the Asian diaspora here in the city of Newark by having programs like this, not just public programs, but also artistic exhibition programming. So we made a commitment that racial and gender equity, we would have a framework that we would look at through that lens, whether it was in our internal culture and external. And these are the type of programs that we're hearing that our audience wants to hear from us and wants the museum to be representative of.
For more information on these conversations this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night, and to register, go to newarkmuseumart.org. Linda Harrison is the CEO and Director of the Newark Museum of Art. Linda, thank you.
Thank you, Michael.